They didn't need to pretend or lie that they were going to create an app or a tech platform. If they put millions into it, that would have been an interesting thing. What does it tell you that he is going straight Blogspot, straight Live Journal, straight back to 95, baby?
Well, the reality is he couldn't put it together. He didn't have the access to the kind of engineers and venture capital, quite frankly. Perhaps his friend Peter Thiel refused to help him out in that regard. He could easily have helped him out in terms of putting that together, but he couldn't put it together. He's, you know, what this shows you is how much Donald Trump needed the platform of Twitter, how much of the conservative movement needs access to Facebook to really push their message. Without Twitter, as Franklin Foyer, the writer for The Atlantic, said, Donald Trump started out as Cecil the Lion and he ended up as president of the United States. That was entirely the result of Twitter. It is something that he learned, quite frankly, when he did the birther conspiracy. And he was able to use Twitter to move that conspiracy theory and get the media to cover it. Now, nobody covers almost anything he has to say. And that will basically be true of this blog that he's putting out. It's just going to be another blog on the internet, uncovered by everybody except for a few people on the right-wing media. It's really very sad and pathetic, but that's kind of where Trump has ended up. He's just ended up as just another blogger on the internet, not the most powerful man in what was once the most powerful part of the United States.